Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Yeah.
You know,
the pleasure.
Here's a crazy thing, Bob.
We want it.
I feel like some of this response, and I guess one of the reasons why I don't think anybody should feel the least bit, as you said, guilty, but that's your authentic feeling, is my overwhelming experience with the Detroit Lions is being on the Giants' end of that loss. Or they just don't win the game and lose to a third-string quarterback. Like, my whole life, up until this regime and this period and this iteration of Lions football over the last three seasons, my whole life, the Lions don't win that game. My whole life, they don't. The frustration leads to a loss, and so winning a game like that, I guess I'm still in the bright shiny new cars. They still have a new car smell to me. Like I get that the expectation has changed. I completely, but the expectation is to win games, and they keep winning. On games where they're not playing their best, there's a better version of them in there. And last year we saw it a lot during the regular season, and it didn't help them come postseason. So I'm kind of hoping that there is a gear that they have yet to go to. I feel like we're going to learn a lot more Thursday, and we learned this last Sunday.
I agree.
So, you know, I just can't get over all of those years and years and years of frustrating performances leading to losses. Now a frustrating performance amongst several of them this year have led to wins. They're 7-4. They're set up to make a run here with a bunch of home games. I think they rode the home crowd yesterday. I think the home crowd helped. And I think they're going to help Thursday a lot.
Well, Lions teams from 5 years ago and beyond would have lost that game. Like, if they put them into the Giants' position, they could have had the lead like the Giants did.
Yep.
And they would have lost the game.
Yep.
But now, this is a different group. This is they're prepared differently. The culture has changed completely. And when they don't have their best, they can still pull out the game. And they know it's like a wake up call. They know full well they can't play like that.
So,
and beat the teams they need to beat in order to eventually win a championship.
I would very soon like to see them start operating more efficiently offensively, not dropping passes. The defense had put together some good games. Yesterday was not one of them. There's no measurement where I think that their task on Thursday defensively is easier than what they just faced. The only thing that might make it easy is an injury in the backfield for the Green Bay Packers, who yesterday was playing without Josh Jacobs. But 248-539-9797, Kang?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was weird for me because I'm definitely happy they won. It was room from the whole game to win because it just means so much to be, you know, 6-5 and 7-4, completely different, especially when you're in the division they're in. And the Bears are doing so well. Packers won't lose. Vikings seem to be falling out of it right now. But those three teams at the top, they're all right within striking distance of each other, and they look like pretty good teams. So I'm happy they won. But I'm looking at it as a big overall picture. If you want to just focus on the game of the Giants game, Doug, I'm with you, man. They won. A win is a win. You move on. But I look at this as a whole because the expectations have changed. They're not that same team that loses these games, right? There are teams that find a way to win. But when I look at the season as a whole, I'm not sure as of right now, and they have time, okay, to get it together. This current squad, the 7-4 team as a whole, doesn't look like a Super Bowl team to me. And it's always the same thing almost after every win and loss. We got to clean this up. We're one play away. This is correctable. It just seems like a theme that's been happening every week. And don't tell me it doesn't pass the eye test because they made a change at offensive coordinator when they were third in the league in scoring. Okay, because it didn't feel right for Dan Campbell. Something wasn't working. It wasn't flowing. Whatever it was, they were averaging 29.9 points a game with John Morton as offensive coordinator, and he made a change. So I feel like they know there's something up. And the St. Brown golf connection, whatever it is, injury, wrong page, whatever, clearly it ain't the same as what it was the years past. Something seems to be up with this team, and I'm just worried because I'm glad they won, but I feel like, is this going to be a lingering issue? If they get smoked by the Packers, everyone's going to be like, well, see, I told you. I just feel like something's off, man.
Well, there is something off. There's no question there's something off. I'm taking a big picture look, too, but I'm including Amon-Ra's track record up until this year. And this year, something has been off, okay? And we've asked Goff about it. And if you're in Jared Goff's situation, and when we ask Goff on Tuesdays, and say, and we did last week, what's off with Amon-Ra and that connection this year? And he says, look, we misfired on Sunday, but I don't think there's anything been off outside of that. If he did think there was something off outside of that, he would address it with Amon-Ra, not with us publicly. We asked the question, but there was almost no way he was going to say anything if there was something off.
Well,
there's is it even debatable? There were three drop passes yesterday, or catchable passes that I expect them to catch, that he didn't. Something is clearly off. Can it be just he needs some rest after that when they get the long break and allow the hand to heal up? If the hand's even hurt. I hope it's hurt.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I mean, just week to week or game to game, I should say. I mean, went two catches on 12 targets against the Eagles, but it was nine catches on 13 targets against the Giants. And as you mentioned, at least two drop passes and maybe a third as well, depending on how you look at it. But I have to believe there's something going on with the hand as well, because it just doesn't seem like that's not what we've become accustomed to. And at the same time, this team had nearly 500 yards in total offense. They had, I think, 494 yards against the Giants. They've got the ability to get points in bunches and to get yards like nobody's business, but they are not the same team they were a year ago. The offensive line is different. There's no question about it.
And the big picture thinking includes what the Giants have done to their peer group. This is the Giants. Giants did it to Green Bay. Giants did it to Chicago. Giants beat Philly.
This was a backbreaking loss for the Giants. The way they took it afterwards, I talked about the two players that threw their helmets, and then you hear their coach talk afterwards how much it meant to Dexter Lawrence, who wasn't in the game on the last drive, and he was crying on the sidelines. And these guys are devastated by the loss yesterday because they have been playing better football, and they played winning football yesterday only to have it snatched away from them. And I'm sure that there's a lot of discontent there. The players aren't going to be happy with the coach's decision to go for it on fourth and goal from the six instead of taking the points, get the field goal, make the Lions score a touchdown to beat you at the end of regulation instead of giving them that opportunity to take a field goal, long or not, to tie it up and go to overtime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.